I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Monday, March 30th. There are now 82 cases of coronavirus here in Quincy, and there have been 6 deaths. So far, 20 people in Quincy have recovered, and there are about 100 under self-quarantine. There have been 48 coronavirus deaths in Massachusetts, and there are about 5,000 cases statewide. There are 548 cases in Norfolk County alone. A man fell to his death from a Quincy apartment building yesterday. Police say that man fell from the 8th floor of 90 Quincy Shore Drive, the Sea Winds Apartments, just after noontime. Police say the incident appears to be a suicide and that they were notifying the man's family. It would not release any further details. The Quincy VA Clinic at Manic Community Health Center in North Quincy is switching to a virtual care system to help limit the spread of coronavirus. Beginning Wednesday, only urgent conditions will be considered for face-to-face visits. Otherwise, doctors will be available for either a telephone or video conference until further notice. VA clinics in Boston, Plymouth, Framingham, and Lowell are also moving to that system called Veteran Video Connect. The VA says the teleconferencing system is secure and confidential. Soon, Quincy Public Schools are expected to issue information about ways that students can continue their learning online. State public education officials are formulating an online curriculum designed to keep younger students engaged in learning while helping older students advance their education. Right now, public schools in the state are scheduled to reopen on May 4th. The last day of classes, regardless of what happens, will be June 23rd in Quincy. Starting today, a 5th grab-and-go meal site is being added at the Clifford Marshall Elementary School in Quincy. Meals and learning enrichment packets will be distributed weekdays from 11 a.m. to noon there and at both high schools and the Snug Harbor and Lincoln Hancock schools. Quincy police are issuing a warning about a new scam involving the just-approved government stimulus package. Police say several people have reported receiving calls or emails asking for Social Security numbers, emails, and PayPal information from scammers claiming that that information is needed in order for people to receive their stimulus money. Police say the stimulus money will be coming automatically in about 3 weeks, and that any request for personal information for the government money is a scam. The Mass Hire South Shore Career Centers of Quincy and Plymouth offices are closed. However, employees are all working from home and accessible by phone and email. Director of the Quincy Center, Ron Iacobucci, encourages anyone who needs to apply for unemployment to do so immediately as the waiting periods have increased. Information is available at masshiresouthshorecc.com or by calling 617-745-4000. Quincy's first responders are being credited with helping to revive a woman who had become unresponsive in a vehicle. Officers responded to the scene on C Street last Thursday, found the woman's grandson performing chest compressions. Officer Donnelly took over CPR, and Officer Leuchte successfully revived the woman using an automatic electronic defibrillator. Brewster Ambulance and Quincy firefighter crews assisted and brought the woman to a local hospital. Reminder that a 24-hour coronavirus hotline has been established at the Quincy Health Department. People can call 617-376-1288 for the latest information and check the city's website, quincyma.gov. Additionally, Quincy Access Television Channel 9 is posting the latest Quincy coronavirus information around the clock. Curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy remains on a regular schedule, and through April, yard waste will also be collected curbside on your regular pickup day. The Quincy DPW is urging residents not to flush disposable disinfecting wipes in order to prevent sewer backups. The DPW rear yard on C Street is open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 3 to accept yard waste, recyclables, electronics, appliances, and other acceptable items. That yard will be closed on Saturdays until further notice, and household waste will not be accepted. And a reminder, all Quincy City buildings are closed to the public. However, staff can be contacted by phone, email, mail, or a Dropbox outside of City Hall. Interfaith Social Services and Father Bill's Mainspring Homeless Shelter say they are in need of donations of food and funds in order to meet the growing demand for their food pantries and homeless services. In addition, Interfaith says it needs healthy volunteers to staff the food pantry, and Father Bill's is hiring workers starting at $19 per hour. The American Red Cross putting out an urgent appeal for blood donations, which they say have plummeted since the coronavirus outbreak. Red Cross says procedures have been put in place to ensure safe blood donations. For more information, go to redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Again, for the very latest coronavirus information in Quincy, watch Quincy Access Television Channel 9, go to qatv.org and quincyma.gov. Call the Quincy Health Department, 617-376-1272, or a 24-hour hotline, 617-376-1288. I'm Joe Catalano with the QATV News Updates for Monday, March 30th.